Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Rode Microphones designs and manufactures high-quality microphones for studio, live, and location recording and performance. Rode.com. Hello there, I'm Jim Felder. Why do I do that?
I don't know. We're still kind of working the kinks out of the new year.
What am I going to start off with? I mean, we've already done the intro. We would just say, hi, Robert. Or
hi, Jim.
Yeah.
How about that? We'll just be like, hi, Jim.
Hi, Robert.
It's so good to be here again.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we're in a nice, cozy little studio.
I know.
In Arcadia,
did you have a hard time finding a place?
No, I've been here before, but I use GPS too.
So. Okay, good. Because I always tell people she's at the end of the Sunshine Pipeline.
Oh.
And if you want to know what that means, call me and I will explain it to you.
Okay. Good luck with that phone call.
Well, that's true. Send me an email.
Either one. If it's to you personally, you'd get it. But yeah, anyway.
What, the Twins won't get it?
PhotoFacts Podcast, you know, .com. The Twins, and, you know, we don't get much love in that sense.
Oh, I think we get lots of love.
We get lots of love, but we just don't get the interactive, like, you know, hey, guys, thanks for the show, or,
well, you know, last week,
great job, pat on the back kind of thing.
Last week we had Joe Edelman on, so I think that's gotten a lot of traction, and I would have to say that our special guest today, going into February, is going to bring lots of traction again.
I think this is a great way to close out January's topic.
Well, yes, but we're going into February.
We're doing marketing. Correct.
Yes, we're at marketing for February. So
okay, scratch that.
That's good. That's good.
Okay, yeah.
Starting off with a bang.
There you go.
So let me introduce. Or do you want to introduce her?
No, you go ahead.
I can go ahead.
Suck it up, yeah.
You're not going to suck it up. Okay, so I am excited to present the driving force behind Photoville, a well-known photographer, videographer, photo booth operator, and overall entrepreneur, Jamie Cobb.
Hello.
Was that too much? That over the top?
Yeah,
oh, there wasn't enough. I mean, there's so many more titles that you could add.
There is. Know? So
I've got the most important one, Dog Mama.
Dog Mama, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we should bring up the Dog Mama thing. So we have the lovely puppies locked in the office.
Are they at the house?
No, they're in the office.
Oh, okay.
I need to go to the restroom, and because this is a long drive out.
Yeah.
And my old bladder needs to go to the bathroom like right after I get here.
Surprise.
Surprise. It happens. Old age sucks.
So I really enjoyed Tropical Smoothie Cafe, I just got to say.
Good, because I really enjoyed Subway.
I bet you did. they don't have smoothies.
I didn't need a smoothie. Matter of fact, I got an unsweet tea. Do you know why? Because I was with Jamie. She's a health nut.
Uh-huh.
And if I would have got the soda pop, she'd have got on to me. It would have been really bad.
What'd you have, Jamie?
The turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a wrap.
Hey, there you go. Did you have the wrap?
Yes.
The wrap?
Do you remember our time Mapson in Arkansas?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Every day.
So we went out to eat. And
did we do it twice a day?
We did. We know we did it twice a day. But we went to eat downtown in Eureka Springs. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And the burger, well, I think we had a burger and a fry and a drink. And I think we did get dessert. And it was like $60, not including the tip. And I'm like, oh, dude, this is not going to go good for 3 days.
So
we went to Subway one time.
It's just down the street, too.
And it was like less than $14. And that was chips, sandwich, and a drink for both of us. I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So we're all over that. So that was my healthy eating for 2019.
Awesome.
So that's great stuff. So we're going to jump into marketing with Jamie Cobb. Now, listeners, if you have an opportunity, because this is coming out the first week of February, Jamie Cobb will be speaking at PhotoCon in Oklahoma City, and that's at the end of March. So be sure to stop by your local camera store or online at bedfords.com and get tickets. And then when you go into the store, be sure to tell the staff that Jamie Cobb sent you to get a ticket.
That's right. Not Robert, not Jim.
No. Jamie Cobb. We want everyone to know that Jamie Cobb is getting some love from our listeners.
That's right. And so you probably will hear in this episode, but if you weren't in Tulsa when Jamie did her class, just prepare yourself.
get your girl, big girl panties on and your big boy panties on. Well, not your boy panties, but anyway. and be ready to, you know, just be ready to get
Jamie
your
is not going to share this episode anywhere.
Just get some sleep before you come do the class.
Yeah, be ready. I just was trying to say the right words and I didn't, but it's a great kick in the butt. So, yeah.
Okay, so far in the first 5 minutes, we talked about panties, kicks in the butt, food, and my diet and weight. So I think we've covered the whole gamut, so we should get into some information.
Yeah, we should, yeah. Go right to it, Jamie. Go.
Okay,
go.
So what we're going to do is, so this is our month. We're trying to do themes this year for the Photo Facts podcast so that our listeners can get some good content each month, focus on a special topic. For February, we're going to do marketing. And we personally know Jamie, and she is a marketing guru, and she is going to share some of the things with us. So Jamie, for 2020, what is Photoville doing for marketing?
Well, you know, you have to kind of look at what your goals are. So first, I mean, I know exactly what my revenue goal will be for 2020, and I got to figure out how to achieve it because it is lofty and it is far greater than what we did in 2019, which, you know, if you follow Photoville, it felt like we, you know, were everywhere, which that's in perception. That's what I want to portray to the public, to my followers on social media, that Photoville is everywhere and it is busy. And so, you know, just for 2020, I mean, I looked at, you know, each month and, you know, like right now I'm already doing strategies for June, July, and August. And I strongly encourage anyone that will listen to me from a marketing side is, you know, you have to have a plan and work the plan. And so, you know, my February and my March post are obviously already done. They can be tweaked, but just staying ahead of the game and making sure you know exactly, you know, from a photography side to the photo booth side to the videography side, you know, what we want to accomplish. So, you know, we have already scheduled some shoots with some models to be able to post, you know, relevant content in June, July, and August. So obviously it's January right now, so I have in the bag if it ever snows in Oklahoma in February or March, I guess we could get some snow. But, you know, in January we did post like, hey, if there's any snow, you know, book with us. And so we already had a list of 15 people, didn't get any snow. So now obviously that rolls over into February.
Hang on. Well, I got to stop you 1 second here. So you sent a social media blast like, hey, if it snows. Contact us because
yeah.
We want to set up a shoot. And you had 15 people?
Yeah, we have
and you got
people.
No snow?
Yeah, none whatsoever.
Wow.
And it's kind of expensive to make snow, so I'd rather have, you know, organic yeah. snow. So, I mean, it's just you have to know exactly what's, you know, what you want to market to and how you're going to market to those people. And that's where I think even, you know, professionals and intermediate and advanced photographers, they all get caught up and, oh my God, my phone's not ringing. And then when I talk to them, I'm like, well, what are you promoting? And they're like, oh, nothing. I mean, nothing. You know, people aren't going to book with you if they don't know what you have to offer. So the good thing I have in my back pocket is we have, you know, multi facets and verticals that we, what can I help you with? Hold on. Robert's Siri's talking to him. That's why I don't have Siri.
Yeah, Siri was buttoning.
Yeah, I need to undo Siri's. I'm sorry. You go right ahead.
That's okay. Now you totally got me off track. But, you know, with Photoville, we have the photo booths. We do photography and we do videography. So in January, you know, not very many seniors are taking photos. So why would you promote seniors? You know, so we really push the photo booth business and focused on like Valentine boudoirs and stuff like that that we can do in February. And then our March theme obviously will be Mardi Gras and parties and spring formals. And so it's kind of like know exactly what you're going into each month and have your content ready. Where I get frustrated with a lot of the photographers is they don't even know. And so you'll ask them even in February, like, what are you going to promote on your social media? And they're like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, do you do seniors? Are you doing boudoirs? Are you doing any event photography with Valentine dances or anything like that? And so the biggest thing that I do is just I have a plan and I work the plan. And so each day, I mean, you can look on my social media. I mean, we post and we're active. And so when people do call me, they're always like, we got to get on your calendar. And I'm like, okay, great. What month do you want? And they're like, November. You know, and I may look at my calendar and only have 4 bookings in January or February for November. Mm-hmm. But then when November comes around, every day is booked. You know, and so we're constantly reaching out and promoting.
So do you feel that the general public, when you're sending your social media out on a regular basis with lots of content, promoting the different things for that particular time frame, like the Valentine's Day mm-hmm. for February, do you feel that people have a better sense of urgency in contacting you because you are busy?
Yes, yes. Because, I mean, even the emails that we get, I mean, and the phone calls or text messages or however they reach out to us, I mean, it's always like, you know, we have to get on your calendar. And that's the first thing that they say. And then when I ask them, like, well, when's your event? Do you want the next couple of weeks? Do you, you know, they're like, oh, no, our event's this summer. You know, and so if you look busy, even if you're not busy, people want to book with a busy photographer. People doesn't want to book with someone that just is sitting on their, you know, rear end and watching Netflix. And so if you do come to my class in PhotoCon, I mean, you will learn. I don't sit down.
Oh, she doesn't sit down.
No.
I haven't watched a movie in, you know, I haven't been to the movie theater in probably 10 years. I mean, I always work. I mean, I love to work, and I love helping people. So even if I'm not having a paid shoot today, I will make something that makes me look like I'm having a paid shoot.
Or staying busy. Yeah.
But let me point out, you do make time for yourself because I've seen it. I've seen it happen. You know, it's not like she doesn't do other things for recreation. She mm-hmm. does. She does.
Well, she's a dog mama.
Sure. Well, not only that, but you know, she's gone trips and I've, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I do work hard and I play harder, but yeah. You know, I also plan my day to where there's not a down moment. You know, it's productive.
Yeah.
And but when I do shut it down, I do shut it down, but I don't shut it down
very often.
Very often.
That's great. Now I do know that Photoville has photography, videography, drone photography, event photo booths. I mean, there's so many different things that you have in your wheelhouse that you're mm-hmm. capable of doing. Now, does the marketing that you do, is that all the same, or do you have, like, different strategies for each of the things that you offer?
No, I mean, I have different strategies. I mean, obviously, you have to know your audience, first of all. I mean, if you have a senior, you know, you're not going to, you know, advertise to senior citizens. And when I say a senior, a high school senior, that didn't make sense. You know, and so, you know, you have to reach out. So, you know, one of my biggest things with seniors is I'll call my local high school and say, who's the most popular girl guy around? And I'll reach out to them, you know, and so follow them on social media and then reach out to them and say, hey, have you had senior pictures done? And even if they have, I'm still going to do them, you know, I'm a one upper, but I mean, you know, I want to provide them a great experience because they have 10 friends and they're going to tell their 10 friends about me and then chances are...
So you're going to actually call somebody? Yeah. I thought you got all your work off the internet.
No.
Wasn't there like a form online that it just kind of gets filled up every day and
yeah,
you look at your email and you figure out which ones you want and just pick the high paying ones? Is that how it works? No?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I want to point out too is she came up with I don't know if she did, but the idea of calling the most popular girl in the school instead of, you know, just looking for somebody in the school. I mean, that's that right there is ingenious. It's mm-hmm. like I would have never thought of that.
Well, you know? Okay, so people, our listeners can go to our social medias and see what we look like. So, Jamie, were you popular in high school?
I probably didn't sit at the same lunch table with you guys if y'all were in my
No, absolutely not.
Not even close. I was in the chess club.
Oh, I wasn't. I wasn't in any clubs. Never mind.
So do you feel that some of the experiences you had in your past give you an insight on how to market your material, your events, your products and services to that age group, like senior photography? If you had, if you were very active in high school and you had a good insight, you just didn't coast through high school, that you can reach out and connect to those seniors?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, obviously I had a very diverse background. I mean, I was involved in a lot of things growing up in high school.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I was a little overachiever. But yeah, I mean, but you just have to know exactly who your audience is and, you know, what lifestyle you want to live. I mean, if you're happy making $2,000-$3,000 a month, you know, then maybe you don't have to hustle as much. But, you know, I want to live the lifestyle that I've come accustomed to. And, you know, obviously I got to support my three dogs and hopefully a fourth or a fifth soon. But
what? What? Oh, you let the cat out of the bag on that one.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Is Daisy pregnant?
Yeah, no. None of my girls are pregnant.
Okay, just checking.
They're fixed. But, you know, you just have to be mindful of, you know, what you want to accomplish. And, you know, I strongly believe in, you know, it's just like weddings. I mean, I don't read books, and I go to Barnes & Noble, you know, two or three times a month, and I drop my little business cards in the wedding magazines. I advertise in the wedding magazines, but I drop my business card in there. I haven't got run out yet, but... You know, I mean, that's just one little thing. You know, I'm going to be there anyway. Just get a little Starbucks, drop your business cards in the...
That's a guerrilla marketing right there.
Yeah, and so...
I've actually done that once or twice.
But it works, you know. But, I mean, it's just, you know, you just got to be creative, and you got to think about, you know, who you want to market to. And then sometimes it's easier to retain a client than get new clients. And so... You know, how many weddings have you shot, Treywick, in the last five months?
In the last 5 months? Mm-hmm. You mean for me or for you? Because right. I've shot a lot of weddings for you, okay, I'm telling you right
Treywick
now.
Under Treywick Images.
Under Treywick Images in the last 5 months. So let's just go from summer till now. I think I've shot five.
Okay.
Five. And you're going to ask me.
I am going to ask you because these are the questions I would ask anyone.
Okay, ask me.
When people are coming to me and say, and you know, the my phone's
is,
not ringing.
The answer is no, okay. No, and no.
So one of the things we do at Photoville is after every wedding, the most photographed person in the ceremony besides the bride and groom is? This was in my hustle class in Tulsa.
Besides the bride and groom?
Uh-huh. In the ceremony.
In the ceremony.
Who's
is
the most
the,
photographed
it's gonna
person?
Be, it's going to be the preacher.
Okay.
Preacher's always photographed.
So we always reach out to him, thank him for the service. We always write a little bit, something he said during the service that stuck out to us, and we send pictures. And so we get a lot of referrals from the ministers on the wedding side. Same thing with the bridal party. Thank them for their support because, you know, without the wedding party being, you know,
like the maid of honor, the best man, like, without them being there.
If it's the first dance, stand here, smile, look like you're having a good time, get off your phone, you know, and so, you know, they help capture those moments that we're hired as wedding photographers to provide the bride and groom. And so, you know, just reaching out to them. And obviously when you're shooting a bridal party, you know, be nosy, ask questions, you know, hey, gonna have a baby soon or getting married?
Do you want to have a baby soon? You know, that part doesn't come good from me, sorry.
No, but I mean, if they are younger, I mean, you know, are they graduating? I mean, find out where they are in life and then circle back around with them. And one, it just shows that you listened to them. And, you know, those are your clients right there, you know, especially when the bride has 10 bridesmaids and the groom has 10 groomsmen.
Oh yeah, and I hate those.
Well, I didn't even have that many friends, much less invite them to be at my wedding. But you know, those could be your potential clients. And so just you know, I know it all sounds like common sense, but it requires work and a lot of planning after an event. And so as you guys know, when you leave a wedding, our work's just beginning.
Yes.
And really that should be the case with any job. You know, even headshots or, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, be conversational with these people and find out, because everyone has a need for a photographer.
Yeah, when's their next event, the next party, or
do your gap.
What departments, other departments need headshots?
Mm-hmm. The gap? You said your gap? What's the gap?
The gap. I mean, everybody has a gap in life. Like, you know, say if I wasn't a photographer and you were my photographer and you were shooting a headshot, you know, have a conversation and then... You know, find out I have three dogs. I mean, I love them more than anybody.
Me too.
Know, besides my parents. And, you know, I mean, it's just book a pet f- you know, photo session with me, you know. And one thing I learned at Imaging, and I, you know, I still think it's kind of straight up comedy, but, you know, there's a speaker that asked how many of us shoot seniors. And of course, everybody raises their hand. Everybody shoots seniors. Well, there's less than 1% of the population that's going to be a senior in high school this year. But how many millions of people have dogs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
How many pet photographers are there? There's not many.
No, there's not many at all.
And so obviously it was a pet photographer doing the seminar. And so, you know, if you're a pet photographer, I mean, you should be promoting it, you know. And so if you're not promoting on your social media, people don't know you shoot pets, you know. And so that's one thing. And, I mean, I get emails and comments on my social media all the time, like, oh, my God, you do so much. You know, I had no idea you did this, or product photography. Mm-hmm. And so we try to be very diverse in our postings. You know, so many times a month we'll post about photo booths, so many times we'll post about videography, so many times we'll post about photography, and then what types of photography. And so same with any type of photographer. What do you do? You know, and then if you only shoot weddings, why? Especially if your phone's not ringing, you know, and you're not booked.
Right, weddings are basically four times a month.
Yeah, and this one lady at Imaging, she's like, you know, I mean, I only shoot 20 weddings a year. And I'm like, well, what else do you shoot? She's like, nothing. And I'm like, what do you do Monday through Thursday? She said, edit. And I was like, last time I checked, editing doesn't pay the bills. You know, and so it's kind of like we have to be diverse in what we're shooting. And then, you know, I've always said I'm good at a lot of things, you know. And so I know a little about a lot, and I'm good at a lot of the things. And so people want a good relationship. And, you know, we've talked about this, both of you guys shooting with me. You know, most of my clients like me. I mean, not take the best photos, but they know they're going to have a great experience. I'm going to make them look good at their event. I'm going to provide a quality product. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do, plus a little more. And I'm going to follow up with them, you know. And so a lot of times in this business, I mean, we don't call people back. You know, we're always like, well, fill out this form and email it to me. Okay, well, the first thing that I ask people, how do you want me to communicate with you? Do you want me to text you? Do you want me to email you? Do you want me to WhatsApp you? Do you want me to Snapchat you?
Ask them?
Yeah, it's on a form, ask them.
So it's question. On a form, but you ask them,
well,
how do you want
to
communicate?
I go through a form, a checklist, you know, from when someone reaches out to me, books me, and then I ask them, you know, how do you want to communicate? And, you know, a lot of these young people, they don't want you to call them. They want you to text them or Snapchat them.
Yes.
Well, the problem with Snapchat is I'm over 40 and I can't remember what they said last time. So I've actually learned now how to save the damn snaps so I can recall what I asked them. But again, that's how they want to be communicated with. So communicate with them. Like
so you're asking them, how do they want to be contacted? Mm-hmm. So they come out and say, oh my God, Jamie, I really want you on my event. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, okay, this is great. I'm going to go ahead and book that day. So in the process of getting everything together and verifying what we have, how would you like me to contact you? And they say, oh, just text me.
Right.
And so you just have a form that says,
Text
this person. Mm-hmm. This is how, you, and if they said, no, email's fine. Or you know what? I prefer you just to go ahead and call me.
Pick up the phone.
Wow.
And call them.
So that to me is goldmine, because that's an experience. You're asking them, instead of putting them in a hole and them getting to the point where it's like, oh, I don't want somebody to text me. I can't believe they text me all the time. Why can't they just pick up the phone and call me? That customer, without you knowing, is actually getting a bad experience or vice versa.
Yeah.
And I have a customer to this day. I mean, he won't text. He won't email. If you want to talk to him, you pick up the phone.
How old is he?
A little older than you.
Oh!
But
okay,
not much.
I'm going to break in here because I've been wanting to ask a question. So going back to the marketing to clients and who your clients are. So as far as what I perceive is that if you're in a circle, if you keep yourself into a specific circle of friends and colleagues or people, then you're going to be marketing to only those people. And, you know, I'll say, you know, I want to market to more money, people that have more money so I can make more money, you know, higher end houses and stuff. Well, in my circle, I don't know people that, at least I don't, well, the whole thing about reaching out. So talk about that maybe, you know, your circle of friends is different from my circle of friends, you know, So maybe talk about that.
Okay, hang on. I think I know what you're saying. And I think this is something that photographers deal with a lot, is that we hang out with a certain disposable income group, for example.
And I'm not talking just friends and family. I'm talking about just right. people that just, you interact
like
with.
Like you kind of get stuck in this pool of people that right. say they're medium income families, and you're trying to reach a higher income family, and we believe that they have a higher disposable income. So we want to be there so we can charge what we feel we're worth mm-hmm. and get paid. And so you're asking about moving from like a group into another group that has more disposable income.
Expand into that, your possibilities, I guess.
Okay.
So, well, I mean, it's just, you just got to think, I mean, are we selling, I mean, you know, my background is I was the marketing director for Bob Howard Auto Group. And so I had, you know, a Hyundai dealership, but I also had Mercedes, Volvo, Jag, you know, and then, you know, Land Rover or BMW. So you really have to know what you're selling and who you want to go after. So I wouldn't, you know, we'll put it in the car dealership perspective. So I wouldn't advertise the same way to a Mercedes customer as I would to a Hyundai customer. And so same with photography. So if do you want to shoot $2 million homes and up, or do you want to shoot the $200 to $1,000 homes for sale?
Mm-hmm.
Marketed two different ways. But if you want to market to the $2 million home, so like a Wyatt Poindexter, for example, you know, you have to treat him differently than you would a realtor that, you know, is going to only have, you know, the $100,000 to $200,000 homes. So your collateral has to look nice. Your photos have to mirror exactly what you're going to say you're going to shoot. Because if I'm a realtor and I only really list homes that are $100,000 to $200,000 and you send me, you know, $2 million homes, I'd be like, ooh, I can't afford him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you send $200 million plus homes to a realtor that's going to list a $2 million home, then he has confidence that you can take those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so...
So how do you get that content? How would you suggest you get that content?
Well, first of all, we have to do our homework. I mean, it's like, who's listing those homes in Oklahoma City? How many are there? You know, and, you know, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but let's just say there's $100,000 homes in Oklahoma, 100,000 homes in Oklahoma City higher than $2 million. Well, how many are for sale right now? Who has the listings? You know, and so then you have to, you know, go on MLS, figure out what realtors have those listings and market to those realtors.
Right, but what I'm saying specifically is, how do I get those images to be able to promote those images? If I'm not shooting,
you call a realtor and say, "Hey, I'm Jim Felder. I do product, you know, yeah. real estate photography. I want to shoot your home," and you may have mm-hmm. to do it for free,
right? Right.
You know, but I've you have that. Those images.
Yeah.
You know, and all these show homes that they have for, you know, to raise money, they sell tickets, and you know, their show home, their benefit homes. You know, those are the perfect homes I would go shoot for free to have them in as portfolio pieces, mm-hmm. and then you market to those realtors,
right?
You know, but all those realtors are at the galas. They're all at the big high-end parties, you know. And
so you got to put yourself in those.
You got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Sponsor something. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the biggest things I did 3 years ago, you know, I mean, I really had a groundbreaking, eye-opening experience at Texas School 4 years ago. And, I mean, I'm a different photographer than I was 4 years ago today. I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes. But I've also, when I make mistakes, I learn from them. You know, I can't remember where I was going with this now.
No, you're talking about the big change you did at Texas School 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And about getting out, socializing, networking, and putting yourself in the right position.
Right time. I don't remember saying. So just change the subject.
Okay, change the subject. All right, so I'm going to, so let's do this, because that was
I'll
a
think
very,
about it here in a minute.
That was a good specific question, and what you're asking is, basically, how do I move into, you got it?
Yeah,
hang
sorry.
On, she got it. We're back. We're back
alive. I didn't
get
much sleep last night because I haven't felt good. No, I was saying, so when I got back from Texas School 4 years ago, I realized I wanted to sponsor something. I wanted a group of people to be my cheerleaders. And so I went to UCO and I reached out to their Palm sponsor, and I sponsored the UCO Palm Squad, and I have now for the past 3 years. But they, you know, they're 20 girls, 25 girls that make the team. They work events for me. I get to photograph them. They're models. Well, I can't tell you how many weddings I've shot now for those girls, and mm-hmm. and their senior pictures when they graduate college, and family photos. And so it's kind of like have a group of people that are your cheerleaders, that are your rock. And so getting out and sponsoring something, shooting a home for free, like, you know, for you, Jim, is something that I would recommend anyone do. And, have and something even, that you own. And not that I own the UCO Palm team, but they're always willing to help me and they promote me. And anytime I shoot something, they'll tag me and their social media. I mean, there's no doubt you go to it and they promote Photoville every week. So
you could also apply those thoughts to any genre of photography, you know, do a, you know, a discounted or a free photo shoot for somebody where they're whatever, like a product photography. Hey, I wanted to get into this. You know, start, you got to have some content to be able to promote yourself.
Right.
So,
but then when you are at an event and, you know, Jim, you were with me at this one at Four Corners when we shot Design Center Open House, you know, Moen was a glass company that sponsored their stemware and their drink cups. And, you know, we did a great shot for Moen at the end. We were tired. We were ready to pack up, but we didn't pack up. We did that shot. And, you know, since then, Zland Photoville, some nice product photography work for them. So, and, you know, gained more credibility to Four Corner Homes, and they've obviously booked us for several more events since then.
Okay, so I want to take it in a slightly different direction to try and even the playing field, okay? And I think this content is amazing, but, like, Jim is looking for a way to boost his current business to the next level.
Well, I'm trying to help others too.
Right, right. No, 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 no. And honestly, come on. It all applies the same. High tide floats all boats.
Yeah.
But we're trying, in your mind, if I get into a $2 million home, I can charge more and make more.
You know, honestly, it's not even that. It's to be able to have that kind of imagery to promote myself, you know, because I don't charge different than.
A $2 million home would get charged the same as a $100,000 home?
No, the square footage.
Oh, you're doing it by the square footage.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm going to say, oh, well, that's a bigger house. Well, it is. It's square foot-wise. But in the past, I used to charge differently for the amount of images they got.
Okay.
But now I've changed it to square feet.
So then the question I'm going to ask is, why do you want to go after that market? Is it more lucrative? Is it a status symbol, or what is the reason? And it's okay.
Probably several things.
And okay to say I want to make more money.
I love shooting brand new homes for my builder because they're pretty.
I love that. Yeah, because they're pretty.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I don't like shooting the ones. I'm sorry. Well, for the realtors that are listening, I doubt you are.
I've helped you shoot some, and like 4 years ago, man, we did three houses together.
We did?
Yeah.
4 years ago.
You were like it was more than 4 years ago. It was like six.
Yeah.
It was like back in the OBO days.
Yes, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, and anyway, so it was, the houses were bad.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God. Like, you want me to what, magically make this house nicer?
Hey, I've had some great reviews on shooting houses that are eyesores, and they're like, oh, you know,
like, this is good.
Yeah.
So in your situation, really apply to people in the industry that are trying to go to the next level.
Yeah.
Be it in their photography, their income, their status, or whatever.
Right.
Excuse me. So it's almost a trick question for Jamie, because I know that a lot of listeners out there are saying, oh, well, Jamie's already established. Jamie already has these high-end clients. Jamie used to work at Bob Moore and used to sell Jaguars. Bob Howard.
I work for Bob Moore is one of my clients.
Now. That's it, Bob Moore. I always get them confused. Why can't one of them be Robert?
It is Robert Howard, but it's Bob on the sign.
I know, but it should be Robert Moore. Respectfully. Okay, so let's put it this way. In the market arena, to our new people, I think that a lot of photographers have a very negative connotation in their head. Like, I could do X if I had this. Jamie does well because she already has all these connections. Robert is, he writes well. I don't know where I was going. I was trying to, like, compare myself to you, but I am so far not even close. So
you have to extend your network. And so we'll talk about this at PhotoCon in my presentation.
So,
you know, it's like, when's the last time you went to a new church service or a new gym or involved yourself with a new group of people? Because why are we photographers? Well, we like to be behind the camera. We don't want to be out front and socializing and networking and, you know, being all warm and fuzzy with people. But you
unless
have
your name's Jamie Cobb.
Well, surprisingly, sometimes I don't like to do that. But I do because I know I have a lifestyle to maintain and, you know, three dogs that like to go to the spa every Tuesday. So I have to make money for them. But I also like to learn new things. And a lot of people don't like to learn new things. They only want to shoot one thing. You can't, you know, and especially you can't because, I mean, these the iPhones and the Google phones and everything's getting so much better. And so, you know, I'm glad I'm not a natural light shooter. I will say that.
Woo! I'll put that baby in the show notes.
you know, because I just feel like they're going to have the biggest challenge moving forward in the photography realm. And so I just, you know, if I was a natural light shooter, I would definitely be learning flash and I would definitely be learning a lot of the techniques because these, especially if you're a senior photographer, because a lot of people just think they can take their own photos with their phones now.
Right, because the phones are so good.
Yeah.
But if you can show them, you know, hey, this is what I can do in lighting and, you know, for senior sessions or even weddings, you know, give them a reason why they have to book with you, you know, because I create these amazing images and, you know, I've had a great mentor in my life and that's helped me get to where
I'm at. I know,
Jim's
done really good.
Oh, stop.
So, okay, so let's get back to the question. So we're going to put you in a hypothetical. And I have, I think, three people right now that I'm talking to that are in this boat. So this is going to be, this is going to stretch your imagination. So imagine, if you will, your entire life has fallen apart. You're single. You have a camera. You got a car. You move to you move to a new town. You have no friends. You just pick this town because I need to get away from my old life. What are the things that you do to start kickstart your photography at this new location?
Well, depending on what size the town is, let's say it's...
Let's say it's Oklahoma City.
Oh, smaller.
That's not small.
No. Let's say you moved from California.
Ada.
That doesn't happen very often. But, you know, let's just say I moved from Edmond. Let's say I lived in Edmond. And I moved to Cordell, Oklahoma. How am I going to make it as a photographer? Do you know where Cordell is?
No, I'm looking at you because I have no idea. You pulled that out like, okay. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's Cordell,
in western
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. May have a couple of stops.
Is it in the panhandle?
No, western. Oh. That's like northwest.
Is it the panhandle western?
No. Okay, anyway.
Okay, it's anyway. So you moved to Cordell, Oklahoma.
Cordell, Oklahoma, and you're going to make a living as a photographer. You know, I mean, I would definitely reach out through the schools and sponsor something, whether it's the cheer, the palm, or football, and, you know, and own it. Because you're not going to meet people if you stay at home. And so get involved in church. Ask who does their headshots, and then I would research every single company from a restaurant to a tag agency to the post office and see what type of photography they have and what they're doing on their social media. Because the one biggest thing that we do at Photoville is content photography for social media for clients. We have a lot. That's our only guaranteed income that comes in each month because we have them on a retainer. So we guarantee them so many images per month. And we provide the content for their social media. And so you just have to be able to fill the gaps in people's business as a photographer. And so if it's outdated headshots, if it's outdated product photography, or if they're a restaurant and they don't have any, you know, kick-ass photos of their drink, but they're known for their perfect margarita, that better dang sure be, you know, highlighted and photographed. And if you don't know how to do product photography, learn, you know. And so, you know, the biggest thing that's helped me in my business, obviously we all know it's Robert, but it's
not Robert.
It's because on the days that, you know, we don't have anything to do, we create something to do. And it's not something to do just because we want to fill time in our day, but it's always something to do to help the business. And it's usually for Photoville, which I hate to say it, but it is, but it's kind of like, you know, I wanted to learn drink photography and I wanted to learn splash photography and I wanted to learn all this stuff. And so you just create the time to become better.
You know, I think you should share with our listeners when you were doing your drink photography, what projects you picked up after that. Because that was pretty good. She sent me a text, and let me just get something straight. I do help Jamie as a contract photographer, and I actually enjoy it, but I promise you that my body cannot even do 1/4 of what this girl is. Like the Energizer Bunny on like super lithium batteries.
Yeah.
Like there's times she'll call me, I'm like, hey, what are you doing today? I'm like, I'm recovering. I am recovering. But she is very energetic and she provides an excellent experience for her clients, and not only the clients, but also for the people that work with her. She's one of those people that constantly checks, hey, do you need some water? Do you need a break? Are you okay? What's going on? So she does amazing things. So she'll send me occasionally a little teaser on a text message and she'll say, hey, what do you think about this? So here comes, like, out of nowhere, like, I don't even know how this came in her brain about shooting some drinks with these surfaces that she had picked up. And I'm going to let you tell the story from there.
So I started doing drink photography, just practicing, and then I picked up a couple of restaurants doing their drink photography for their menus. And through social media and through marketing, you know, you tag everyone involved. So even if you're shooting just for fun and you're learning, but you're shooting with Tito's Vodka and 7-Up or Sprite, whatever, you know, you tag, obviously, whomever is in your photo. And then I recently purchased some replica surfaces for product photography, and obviously I tagged them, and they're one of my sponsors now. So
I think that is awesome. And then, of course, not only does she get sponsored, so we do this video at a wedding that we, like, I'm like, oh, so we're not shooting the wedding until 8 p.m. I need you here at noon. Like, we're not shooting until 8. Why am I here at noon? Oh, because we're going to work some video because the venue is the bomb. I'm like, okay. And she pulls out these surfaces, and honestly, okay, I'm a little skeptical. I've been around the block a long time, people. And she pulls these little panels out, and I thought, oh, great. Someone cut some panels up from Lowe's, and they're selling these things at a high dollar. I don't know what kind of sheen these people, I don't know what kind of coating they put on it, but there's no reflections. It is like.
And they're not heavy.
No, it was magical.
So if you are a wedding photographer or a product photographer, I would definitely be looking at them. They're replica surfaces, and they're out of Dallas. They're not cheap, but they are durable, and they produce really good photos. And
yeah, so, we'll put that in the show notes for Jamie. Okay, so looks like we're kind of getting... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
I want to go back up a little bit because we were talking about marketing, and something that came to mind that I've never thought about before. Well, I've probably thought about it, but not on the podcast. I've never mentioned it. But, you know, Jamie actually hit on it. I was like, oh, okay. But
put it in my notes?
Well, hold on. So, social media, you know, if you don't have time or if you're not good at that, at the social media thing, outsource it, you know? Obviously, mm-hmm. you're doing that for people, mm-hmm. but as far as you're doing the content, like the photos for them, mm-hmm. right? You're not like writing and all that. You're just providing
imagery. Just provide the content. They send me a list. So right now we're working on April and May. So they'll send me a list of exactly what their goals are for April and May, and we just take the photos. And so we'll go to the clients and we'll shoot the photos and then we'll send them. And, you know, if people aren't working with advertising agencies, they're missing out.
Yeah.
Because there are so many advertising agencies that aren't even in Oklahoma City or in your hometown, no matter where you're listening from. And they use advertising agencies out of state. Well, they don't have boots on the ground. They don't have someone that, you know, can provide them. And I mean, and I hate to even admit it because I have ad agency background experience, but you know, your clients aren't going to take the photos. They're just not. They're too busy. They don't want to jack with it. And so they would rather hire a photographer that's in the market that can go by there weekly or monthly or quarterly, whatever the time frame they need, and provide those images. And so...
Yeah, so which totally that idea there is also what I was talking about is we've talked about this before where if you're not good at something, then let someone else do it for you.
Right.
Like my accounting, I suck at that, and I have forever, but I have an accountant now. And so something else that I'm actually considering is if it's, you know, maybe small. And I know someone in the chamber that does this.
But and social media?
Yeah, that does that for companies. And, you know, not on the lines of taking photos for me, but doing my social media and then doing it, like Joe was talking about.
On a regular basis or something.
Manually, you know, going to my Facebook and posting this. Or, you know, instead of doing the automated thing, you know, maybe write a little bit of content, you know.
That brings up a really good question because we both outsource different things.
Right. And also it's like I said, if it's the accounting or if it's anything in your business that you're not good at or you don't have time for, you know, because we're a one man show, right?
Right. So right. We're entrepreneurs.
That's why Jamie hires us to do a lot of her stuff. I'm in with her. She's right there. But I'm just saying, you know, outsource. And you know, I guess my thing is, you know, I say I don't have the money, but if I did that, I would make more money, possibly. You know, it's to not necessarily about the money, but just to grow your business.
I think in being an entrepreneur, we have two forms of payment, if you will.
Right.
We have money and we have time.
Right.
So if I outsource something, I need to use the time that I am giving myself back to make more money. Because time's not going to give me more time.
Yeah. Well, my thing is I'm not doing enough. You know, I was told I need to do more social media by one of my realtors, and I just don't do it. So it needs to be more. Not that I'm doing it. I'm taking up time that I could have been shooting.
Right.
It's just that I'm not able to do it as much. If I had someone doing it on a regular basis, man.
Then you don't have to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like using your CRM, automation. I got a cramp in my leg.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. It's automation and having things happening in the background
without you having to do it.
Right. So that just saves you a ton of time.
I think outsourcing is a good thing. I'm not a tightwad, but I want to see a return on investment. So I haven't outsourced my day-to-day accounting. I do have a CPA at the end of the year. And I keep track of my numbers and bring all that stuff to him, and he does his stuff. I know that your CPA, you work with her monthly and
yeah.
quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
But I maybe at this moment, because I'm sitting beside Jamie, I'm liking her thought process of if you don't know something, learn it.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, I didn't know how to shoot drinks, but I wanted to shoot drinks. So, hey, I just practiced and I learned how to shoot drinks. And now, God, I got a sponsor and I'm doing social media. I'm doing this versus someone saying, and I'm gonna like really play up on myself. I have told people, if you've known me for any amount of time, I tell people all the time, I cannot remember names.
I can't either.
I am horrible about
me too.
It. So I'll call people pumpkin, sugar plum, honey. Obviously, that's not very appropriate anymore with the MLP movement. And Gary Hughes, I got to bring up Gary because I love that guy.
Yeah.
And Gary Hughes told me, he said, dude, that's a cop-out. You're using that as an excuse not to try to remember people's names. And if you try to remember people's names, you may not get it right all the time, but you'll get better. So I think about these things like, what things would I love to photograph? But I look at it and going, well, nobody's going to pay me for that. So I'm not going to invest a lot of time in that as a business person. But I'm really drawn to that particular style. Maybe I just need to figure out a way to make money at what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
But on the marketing, because we're running
a long time.
But I knew.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to be long.
Yeah.
Jamie's like, well, how long is it going to run? I'm like, 45 minutes, but it'll probably go over. I knew it was going to be at least an hour, if not more.
Yeah.
I would like our listeners to know, and again, listeners, if you're really enjoying this conversation and you're saying, oh, my God, Robert, shut up so we can hear Jamie talk, you can get plenty of her at PhotoCon in March. She's going to be amazing. And obviously, she's always available to mentor and do one-on-one coffee. That'll be on her new educational. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
I'm 44 and never have had coffee.
She's never had coffee.
And we're still friends.
I don't like coffee either.
But I know.
The thing is, like, have you ever been on a diet, Treywick?
Oh, my God, all the time. Like, all the time.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So
go ahead. Slam me down.
No.
Because no doctor ever has told me not to drink coffee, even given my current health condition. Well, I mean, I haven't kept that doctor. Oh.
So one thing in my presentation, I don't want to give it all away for PhotoCon, but one thing we're going to talk about is we're going to relay the hustle and your marketing strategy in a business to a diet. So if you are dieting or changing your lifestyle, and I'm a true testament to it because I used to do fitness competitions and eat eggs and chicken and broccoli all the time. And I mean, you know, what you put in your body is the way you're going to look. So if you're a closet eater, you know, to your spouse or significant other, you know, they think you eat clean, but you don't eat clean because you eat a box of peanut M&Ms in the closet or in the bathtub and they don't know about it. It's the same with marketing. So if you stay focused and you have a plan and you work your marketing plan, your business will thrive. Same with your body. If you put in healthy foods, your body's going to look healthy. You're going to feel better. You're going to, you know, everybody around's going to notice that you are not on a diet, but you're eating healthy, eating clean, you're not drinking, you're taking care, you're exercising and everything. It's the same with a marketing plan for your business.
So basically what you're saying, you can talk shit all day long, but if you're really not doing it, it's going to show.
Yeah. You know, and so if you're advertising to the right people, you're marketing to the right people, you know, your phone will ring, your email will start dinging, your text messages will go off. And so that's what we're going to talk about in the hustle.
We're definitely like getting, her class is going to be so full, they're going to have to take a, they got to run like a presentation video in the outside
yeah,
area.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope
standing
so.
Standing room only.
You yeah. know what? I think what I'm going to do in her class, I'm going to do like I did in my college class. Walk in and take the tape recorder and just lay it on like, hey, I got another class I got to go to. Oh. Go back to my room and sleep.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So let's wrap it up with something simple. So new persons out there, photographers, Jamie, can you give them like three must-have either items, processes, workflows.
Software
that you use to push your marketing.
Well, now, starting out, they don't have any money, you know.
Okay, let's say they don't have any money. There you go.
So, you know, I still use my good old at-a-glance pen and paper calendar. It works well for me. But, you know, everybody has an excuse why something's not going to work. So if you're tech-savvy and you want to have a little fancy iPad with a little keypad.
As Robert is holding a pen,
with
Apple
your
pen right now.
Stylist pen, you know, I mean, if that works for you, great. You know, it doesn't work for me. I have to have, you know, my little work Bible and the calendar that I write everything down in. But, you know, if you don't prioritize, you know, you're just spinning your wheels. And life's all about prioritize. So what you prioritize is exactly how your life's going to look like.
That's it? Prioritize in a paper calendar?
No, but I mean, you just have to have a plan and work the plan. You know, if it's Super Bowl weekend and you know, you want to do an event for the Super Bowl, then you better be damn sure promoting. I do event photography for Super Bowl parties. You know, if you want to shoot Valentine's events, we got to shoot Valentine events. You know,
and I'm writing that down. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm not even a sports person. Like, is there people that market to Super Bowl parties?
Yes.
Is that a big thing?
We have four Super Bowl parties this Sunday.
Gosh.
You know.
See, that's what I'm talking about with Jamie. She has things in her brain that I would have never even thought of. But I think it's all, it's got to be from your life and things that you have done or experienced or seen or something. I haven't been around much.
Well, to me,
I'm 56 and I'm, you know.
Okay, so let's say I don't, like, okay, I had no idea that was a thing.
I didn't either.
The Super Bowl? Do you know what the Super Bowl is, Traywick?
Yeah.
It's the football.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the big taco. They have a Taco Bell.
Oh, Lordy.
The Super Bowl. It's the big bowl of taco. No, I know what the Super Bowl is. I just don't watch it.
The Super Bowl is the most watched event. Like every year, the commercials that advertisers spend, I mean, they're in the millions.
Right, but so I didn't know that there was a...
People have Super Bowl parties.
I know that people have parties. Okay. I just never thought that...
So why would you not want to photograph and be around those people? capturing those celebrations.
Because Robert's a dumbass?
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know if people would hire a photographer for something, the event like that.
But again, you have to come up with the gap in people's life. Why would you want to have to take photos? You're spending all this money. I mean, are you guys on Pinterest?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you spend much time on Pinterest?
No.
Okay. When you get off this podcast, we're going to...
off the podcast, she just like flips her hand around.
We're
going to
look up Super Bowl on Pinterest. So people spend so much money, just like a wedding, to promote their little Super Bowl party. They have invitations. They have...
We're not talking about...
My mind is freaking blown.
So why would you not photograph that?
Right. But let me just point this out. We're not talking about the group of five college guys that get together for their college...
we're talking about your high-end...
We're talking about the high-end clients that are going to host it at their building or whatever.
So let's just hang on.
So if you're shooting a house this week or in the month of January or whenever, you should be asking, hey, are you having a Super Bowl party? Yes, Jim, I am. Do you have a photographer for it? No, Jim, I don't. I would love to capture those memories for you. What about Mardi Gras? You having a Mardi Gras party? Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay.
So everybody follow Jamie.
That's right.
And follow in her footsteps or follow her lead.
I want to just drop the mic and leave and just say, I'm not worthy.
I know.
Well, since I like to eat, I have a saying, you can either starve or work. Be busy or be hungry.
Yeah, I get
that. And I choose busy.
I totally get that. But the ideas... The things, the resources that you have.
So give us, where are these ideas coming from? What is your secret sauce? Because I'm telling you.
Because she is the bomb. No, seriously, she has a background.
She was not born a photographer. She does have a background.
But we all have to think about, I still grew up in the 70s, okay? And my first professional job, what did I have as advertising? In 1996, when I started at the Oklahoman, we sold newspaper. I sold against radio, television, yellow pages, and direct mail, and the Auto Trader print version. Those six verticals, yes, they still exist, but we have 500 other verticals now. We have social media, we have, you know, SEM, SEO. I mean, you have all of these digital platforms. What are you trying to accomplish? Who do you want to reach and go reach those people? No matter what you're trying to sell, whether it's wedding photography, you know, your real estate photography or pet photography.
Headshots.
Yeah. Headshots. I mean, go where those people need that business.
Basically fill the gap.
Fill the gap.
Fill the gap for those companies that are advertising in those platforms.
Mm-hmm. And everybody has a gap. I mean, especially these corporations that are out there, you know, back in, you know, what year was it that we let everyone go? 2008, when we had the fall? And all these businesses let all these people go and all the layoffs.
I was busy in 08.
Yes, they didn't fill all the positions, but, you know, they're trying to do so much with so few people in the workforce. And, you know, find those gaps. I mean, whether it's product photography, headshot photography, we all know how to take pictures. Mm-hmm. So there's just so many gaps in companies' needs. And anyone that says they're not busy, I mean, spend an hour with me. I'll get you busy.
Yeah, whenever I worked 30 years at Teleflora, I was the photographer, so they didn't have to hire outsource, except one time when Robert did headshots.
Right.
But
that was when we met. That was like 15 years ago.
That's not when we met. I knew you. That's how I knew to ask you.
Oh, probably because you came to one of the photo walks.
Yes, probably.
Oh, my God. This whole thing started?
Or the camera store.
Because I got out of my comfort zone, like Jamie said, and we met. My network was busier or larger. I shot a thing for your job, and now we're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So this is proof positive that Jamie's ideas work.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Facebook's your friend. I mean, as much as you may hate it or love it, you know, every Facebook has an event calendar. There are
like
500 events every time you look around you. So when's the last time you called on one, Treywick?
On an event?
That
would be yesterday.
You call and ask if they have a photographer.
I actually sent them a Facebook message yesterday.
Drone footage, videography.
After your class, I actually did that. I've called a few people. I didn't get anything, but yeah.
I don't do it often, but I got a cold. I got a insight of, oh my God, there's an event February 21st. We would love to have you there. And I was already at an event, so I went and checked it out. Sent a message on Facebook. And hopefully something like that will pan out. But like this thing with the Super Bowl is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can't find a Super Bowl party, like, I know somebody over at Running Wild Catering. I could give them a call and say, hey, are you guys catering any Super Bowl parties? Yeah.
Who do you know at Running Wild?
Jonah.
Jonah.
Yeah.
I you know, they're in the chamber. I know them. Yeah,
Jonah.
I haven't talked to him
in like a long time, so he may not be there anymore, but he was at one of the weddings. They catered.
Yeah.
And he was the guy serving, so we got to chit-chat.
I shot their holiday commercial.
So you could actually call them up and say, hey, do you have any Super Bowl parties going?
Yeah.
And they'd say, hey, Jim, matter of fact, we're doing one in Bethany. It's really big. That's your in.
Yeah.
Like, she just gave you work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's just giggling. That's amazing.
It's crazy.
All right. We're going to wrap up this 1 hour show. We just hit an hour. So what other things would you like to share with our people before we go? We don't want to give away your whole PhotoCon class, but...
We don't want to give away the whole PhotoCon class because we want to sell tickets. So go to Bedford, buy your PhotoCon tickets, come see me, follow me on social media.
Yeah, we'll put all her social media links inside the show notes. You guys can follow her. So when you go into a Bedford store or online, leave a note that says, Jamie Cobb sent me.
And then when you come to my class, be prepared to leave with some knowledge. It's not going to be a seminar or a workshop where you come and you're just going through the motions because you might have some homework and some follow-up.
Yep.
Per homework? Jamie, homework.
Really? Did you have any homework at Imaging?
I made my own homework.
Really?
So that's a whole, probably another podcast.
Okay.
Of going to a seminar and just going there to post pictures that you're at a seminar. We're not doing that at PhotoCon. Come wanting to learn something and better yourself and your business.
Yeah, because I wonder about that. I'd like to have some other people that went to Imaging or WPPI or any of the bigger shows have them on here and say, okay, what did you learn last year?
Because I came home from Imaging and I've already had 3 shoots practicing what I've learned.
Mm. What? Mm-hmm. Imaging was just like last Wednesday was out, wasn't it?
I know, but again, it's She's in my marketing working. Strategy because I have to pay for what I spent and the money that I lost while I was there. So just because
the money you invested in you.
Yes. Yes, but it's not an investment unless you do something with it.
Well, we have more to talk about.
It is a loss if you don't do anything with it. So right now I'm still at a loss, but I will make it an investment because I'm practicing what I learned.
Okay, that is excellent. I'm writing that down because that's going to be definitely in the show notes because I love that. That'll be a t-shirt. If you don't recoup it, it's a loss.
Wow.
It's just like the casino when it says, you won 50 cents. No, you lost $1 because you put $1.50 in there. So you're not winning.
Well, speaking of that, stupid story. I was at a casino years ago and there was a big ruckus going on near this machine. And I asked one of the workers, how much did this person spend? She was like going crazy, right? $45,000. Or no, how much did she win? She said $45,000. I said, how much did she spend? $45,000. You're an idiot. So that's where you go. Okay, so are we done?
I think we're done. So we'll put all the show notes in there for Jamie. It'll be great. Jamie, thank you so much for having some time
for your
on
trip to Arcadia.
On your marketing calendar to talk to us. And this will be in the first week of February on our marketing theme. So stay tuned for the other episodes coming up week by week.
Yep.
As Jim and I now sit down over some sweet tea and look at our marketing calendar for the podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
All right, we're out. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.